In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Voisel Marie Sanders, age 51, of Columbia, died Friday at Westlake Regional Hospital. Survivors include her former husband, Ricky Sanders of Nifley, two sons, Benji Schroyer and Matthew Earl Sanders, both of Columbia, three grandchildren, seven brothers, Glenn, Edward, Gordon, George W., John W., and James Brown of Columbia, Herschel Ray Brown of Nifley. Three sisters, including locally by Doris McAnally of Columbia and Brenda Clarkston of Nifley. Funeral services for Voisel Marie Sanders will be this morning at 11 o'clock in the McKinney Brown Funeral Home in Liberty, with burial in the Hyder Cemetery. Mrs. Carol Rippey, age 59, of Louisville, formerly of Campbellsville, died Saturday in Cox's Creek. Survivors include one son and daughter-in-law and one grandson of Cox's Creek, two brothers and one sister of Louisville and Indiana. Funeral services for Carol Rippey will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. Mr. Silas Earl Fisher, age 86, of Greensburg, died Sunday. Survivors include his wife, Evelyn Fisher, one son and daughter-in-law, Bobby Eugene and Wanda Fisher of Greensburg, and one daughter and son-in-law, Judy and Reverend Earl West of Campbellsville, four grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Silas Earl Fisher will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens, with full military honors by the Marion County Veterans Honor Guard. The family requested expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Hogarth Chapel United Methodist Church Building Fund. Mr. Don Franklin, age 62, of Columbia, died Saturday at his residence after several months' illness. He is survived by his wife, Barbara Sneed Franklin, two sons, Eddie Franklin and wife Lily, Dan Franklin and wife Melinda of Columbia, four brothers, including locally by Herbert Franklin of Edmonton, Harlan Franklin and Chester Franklin, both of Columbia, one sister, Rosie Bearden of Columbia, five grandsons. Funeral services for Don Franklin will be Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock at the Don Franklin Ford dealership on Greensburg Road in Columbia, with burial in the Franklin Cemetery. The family request visitation at the Don Franklin Ford dealership. The Stotts Phelps Macquarie Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Mary Cecilia Gibbs, age 73, of New Hope, died Sunday at Flagey Hospital in Bardstown. She is survived by three daughters, including locally by Kathy Clark of Loretta, two sons of Holy Cross in Bardstown, four sisters of Louisville, Detroit, and West Point, Kentucky, one brother of Louisville, 12 grandchildren, nine great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Mary Cecilia Gibbs will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church at New Hope, with burial in the church cemetery. The family request visitation at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Mr. Derek Thomas Rogers, age 39, of Alabama, died Friday in Alabama. He is survived by his wife, Jill Rogers, two children of Alabama, and his father of Florida. Funeral services for Derek Thomas Rogers will be Wednesday afternoon at 3:30 in South Carolina. For more information locally, contact the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.